Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get to Can't Be
You Can't Beat Kennedy.
That thing.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Christina from Norwood.
Hello. Hey, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie or you lose, and Kennedy is now gone into that other studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michael Che is taking heat for sharing his followers' offensive and tasteless jokes about Simone Biles. Michael later wiped his Instagram and claimed that he'd been hacked. Michael Che hosts which segment on SNL?
The weekend update.
George Clooney is helping local residents of Lake Cuomo recover after devastating flooding happened in the area. George and his wife visit this area frequently. Who is he married to?
Amal Madin. I can't really pronounce the last name, but Amal Clooney now.
You ask, they listen. Nickelback is working on a new album.
Let's go.
Which of these is not a Nickelback song? Rockstar. How You Remind Me, With Arms Wide Open. Which one is not?
With Arms Wide Open.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively recreated their first date from 10 years ago. Blake and Ryan have three daughters together. Which pop star used their children's names in their song?
I have no idea.
And question number five. At the last minute, Lollapalooza canceled DaBaby's set. It wasn't announced until yesterday morning, and he was supposed to be the headliner last night. Why is DaBaby currently in hot water?
He made a comment about, I want to say, not gay people, but it was something about homosexuality. I'm not sure.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Hey. I understand your daughter is in the car right now. Where are you guys going? What are you up to? What's your daughter's name? Give us the info.
My daughter's name is Delaney, and we're driving to Needham. I'm dropping her off at my parents' house while I go to work for the day.
And how old is your daughter?
She'll be 10 the end of the month.
Oh.
Love that.
I didn't hear her name. What is it again?
Eleni.
Eleni. Good morning, Eleni.
Good morning.
Christina got 4 out of 5 right, Kennedy.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Michael Che is taking heat for sharing his followers' offensive and tasteless jokes about Simone Biles. Michael later wiped his Instagram and claimed that he'd been hacked. Michael Che hosts which segment on Saturday Night Live?
Weekend Update.
Nice job, Kennedy. 1-1. Question number two. George Clooney is helping local residents of Lake Cuomo recover after devastating flooding in the area. George and his wife visit this area frequently. Who is he married to?
Oh my God. I'm not gonna get it.
Mm. That is incorrect, Kennedy. It is Amal Clooney. Tied to two, question number three. You asked, they listen, Nickelback is back, and they're working on a new album. Which of these is not a Nickelback song? Rockstar, How You Remind Me, or With Arms Wide Open.
With Arms Wide Open.
That is correct. That
Come
is
at me with your creed.
Yeah, creed, yes.
Scott Stapp, middle school dance vibe right there.
Tied to three, question number four. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively recreated their first date from 10 years ago. Blake and Ryan have three daughters together. Which pop star used their children's name in their song?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Right now, it is tied at three apiece. Going to the final question. Are you ready?
I am.
At the last minute, Lollapalooza canceled DaBaby's set. It wasn't announced until yesterday morning. He was supposed to be the headliner last night. Why is DaBaby currently in hot water?
For some terribly awful things he said about people with HIV and AIDS.
That is correct, Kennedy. Nice job.
I didn't even get started on what he said about women, but it's fine.
Yes.
Not great.
Done a lot of stupid things. 4-4 is the final score. We end up in a tie, which means Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Christina, you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you ladies listening this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christina, and I'm not being Kennedy.
That loser horn, I think, got it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Please, everybody, say hello to my friend Kelly from West Boylston.
Hello,
hey, Kelly. What's up, Kelly?
Hi. How are you?
We're great. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I probably threw Kelly off when I said my friend. She's like, I don't know you.
I don't know you like that, bro.
Are we pals?
Kennedy is gone out of the studio, Kelly. We've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
I get it. Everybody, it happens to everybody.
It is.
Question number one. Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up has reached over 1 billion views on YouTube. And when Rick learned of the news, he said, and I quote, "That is mind-blowing. The world is a wonderful and beautiful place."
He's such a gem.
In the song, Rick says he's never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna blank.
Never gonna turn around.
Question number two, Wesley.
And desert you. Oh, I don't know. How much do you need?
Wesley Snipes turned 59 over the weekend. We have the same birthday. Did you know that? Me and Wesley Snipes.
There you go.
Yep. Also, I think that's it. He was actually one of Marvel's first ever heroes on the big screen when he played this day-walking vampire hunter in a trilogy of movies. What movie is that?
Daywalking? I don't know. Like Vampire Slayer or something? I have no idea.
All right, random fact time. Alaska is the most northern, western, and eastern state in the United States. Name the former governor of Alaska, who was the Republican vice presidential candidate back in 2008.
I'm not sure.
Okay, question number four. Zooey Deschanel is on TikTok, and she announced in a video that referenced the opening of New Girl. Who did she play on the show?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I thought you really good.
Question number five. Lil Nas X sarcastically thanked his haters after receiving over 1 million dislikes on his Montero music video. It's the first time that's ever happened on YouTube, I think, is what I read.
Icon.
What year was Lil Nas X breakout single Old Town Road number one in the country for 19 straight weeks? What year?
It's 2018.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're on your way to work. You're a pediatric nurse?
I am, yeah.
All the babies.
Must be so fun.
Yeah.
All the babies. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kelly got 0
no.
out of 5.
No.
She did.
Working with the baby sometimes takes
tiring.
Yes.
That is what we call a Mel when you go over. Mel.
Wiggy wig. Ooh, it's a Monday and that's a Mel.
We had a Mel without you and it was very confusing as to what was to happen.
Oh, because Dan couldn't sing and then...
No, we chose not to sing.
Yes.
Oh, really? You didn't sing the Mel song?
That's you, honey. That's your bit that you bring to the show.
That is ours.
No, that's all you.
Everything happens on this show, whether we're here or not. We still do the dirty. We still play Gabby Kennedy.
No, we don't.
We still sing the Mel song.
Well,
I don't know. I would put the Mel song up in the rafters if I had to say.
I mean, we can retire it. I'm a team player if you guys want to retire the Mel song.
No. It's just only here when you're here. That's all.
Okay. Well, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up has reached over 1 billion views on YouTube.
It
in the song, Rick says, he's never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna blank.
What? Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and hurt you or fool around and desert you.
Mm.
There's a few in there.
Mm. All of those are wrong, Kennedy. I'm
they
sorry.
Are.
Never gonna run around and desert you is the correct answer.
Okay.
Yeah, you were in the ballpark, but you kind of got it.
All right, good enough.
Wesley Snipes turned 59 over the weekend. He was actually one of Marvel's first ever heroes on the big screen when he played this daywalking vampire hunter in a trilogy of movies.
Blade
is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Ding, ding.
Ding!
Yeah, my dings.
When Dan does it, it's fine.
Man, this computer is so much fun. Random fact time. Alaska is the most northern, western, and eastern state in the United States. Named the former governor of Alaska, who was the Republican vice presidential candidate back in 2008.
Sarah Palin.
You have to do the accent thing.
Oh, yeah. My name is Sarah Palin. You can see Russia from my house.
Thank you.
Tina Fey.
2-0. Question number 4. Zooey Deschanel is on TikTok, and she announced it in a video that references the opening of New Girl. Who did she play on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah? No?
Mary.
Jessica Day.
Who's the second Jess? Girl.
It's Jess.
2-0. Question number 5. Lil Nas X sarcastically thanked his haters after receiving over 1 million dislikes on his Montero music video on YouTube.
People are worse.
It's a record. It's the first time it's ever happened.
Good for him.
One video, 1
Love
million
that.
Dislikes. What year was Lil Nas X's breakout single, Old Town Road, number 1 in the country for 19 straight weeks?
Definitely pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like we're 2018 or 2019.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I feel like I want to say 2019, but I also feel like the years got skewed there in the 2020 time.
Mel.
2019.
Mel. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
For the record, Justin Bieber, Baby, is the most disliked song on YouTube.
Is it?
12 million thumbs down.
Iconic. Wow. Iconic.
What did Bieber do to you?
Honestly, it's a lovely song.
All right. Well, Kelly, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but good news for you. I do have 4 tickets to the brand new show Follies for Boston. It's a liberating cabaret experience premiering at Big Night Live on August 12th. BostonSheParty.com for tickets. And you're going for free, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelly from West Boylston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Bridget from Acton.
Hello.
Hey, Bridget.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, you tie. That is a win for Kennedy. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
I understand you have Hunter. You're about to drop off at camp. Yeah. Is he going to be doing archery? That's what I need to know.
He's doing archery, yeah.
Yes.
You're kidding me. He's the first one to say yes all
I
summer.
Love that.
What's up, Hunter?
Oh, that's
literally, what he's doing. He said, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, it's only archery at his camp?
It's only archery.
Man.
That's big baller.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is throwing a COVID-safe 60th birthday party and is asking guests to make charity donations in lieu of gifts. Barack Obama, which was which number president?
Oh, God. 46?
Lenny Kravitz celebrated Jason Momoa's birthday over the weekend with a sweet Instagram tribute. Lenny used to be married to Jason's now wife. What is her name?
Lisa Bonet.
Vanessa Williams is defying the laws of aging yet again. She posted a photo of her sporting a white bikini. Vanessa was the first African-American woman to achieve this beauty pageant title. What was it?
Miss America?
Dev Patel opened up about working on The Last Airbender and how it was one of the worst acting experiences. Dev Patel starred in this 2008 Academy Award-winning film where he is a contestant on the Indian version of a famous game show. Name the film.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Billie Eilish admitted she's not happy with her body, but who really is anyways? Billie just dropped her second studio album and held a release party. What is the name of the album?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So has Hunter been watching the archery competition in the Olympics?
You know he hasn't, but I bet he will now.
Go look it up.
Are we talking about archery?
Yep.
Hunter's going to archery camp.
It's all one of my favorite new sports on the Olympics. Amazing. Was watching archery.
Yeah.
Those people are just, they shoot it and then they just drop the thing like, what a.
Yeah, whatever.
I love so when good. They show their BPMs. Some of those people are ice cold.
The heart rate's like 62.
One heartbeat in a minute.
Wow.
Bridget got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All righty.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Barack Obama is throwing a COVID-safe 60th birthday party and is asking guests to make charity donations in lieu of gifts. Barack Obama was which number president?
44.
That is correct, Kennedy.
Ding!
I have it on good authority that he will be celebrating it on the vineyard.
Probably.
Yes, that's the vineyard.
That's what my spies tell me.
Well, that's where they hang out.
They have a house there, so that would make sense.
My spies. Yeah. You don't know.
Okay.
1-0. Question number 2. Lenny Kravitz celebrated Jason Momoa's birthday over the weekend with a sweet Instagram tribute.
The goals of it all.
Lenny used to be married to Jason's now wife. What is her name?
Lisa Bonet.
She's so powerful.
2-1. Vanessa Williams is defying the laws of aging yet again. She posted a photo of her sporting a white bikini. Vanessa was the first African-American woman to achieve this beauty pageant title.
Miss America.
3-2.
That was cleanly taken away from her.
Dev Patel opened up about working on The Last Airbender and how it was one of the worst acting experiences. Dev Patel starred in this 2008 Academy Award-winning film where he's a contestant on the Indian version of a famous game show.
Slumdog Millionaire.
4-3. Question number 5. Billie Eilish admitted she's not happy with her body, but who really is anyways?
Preach.
Billie's just dropped her second studio album and held a release party for it. What is the name of the album?
Happy something happy.
Happy
it
trees.
Sounds really happy.
Don't worry.
Happiest place on earth.
Disney World. Billie Eilish.
Yep.
That is incorrect, Kennedy. The correct answer is happier than ever. Happier than ever.
Just like being honest, a small world after all, listening to Billie Eilish.
Very similar, Dan. Very similar.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Bridget, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. Good news, though. I do have a pair of concert tickets. You are going to go see Jason Mraz August 18th at the Leaderbank Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. That is LiveNation.com. So you enjoy those tickets. Hunter, have a great day at archery, okay?
Have a great day at archery, he said.
Thank you.
Kid's going to be Legolas by the end of the summer.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Bridget from Acton, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.